This is Tom K. Smith. I'm talking to you from the stage of the Academy of Music in Philadelphia. Around me are seated the members of the Philadelphia Orchestra, members of Local 77, American Federation of Musicians. They, too, are volunteers on this program, reminding you that it is time to give to your local war chest or community chest. I thank them for their part in this program. Ladies and gentlemen, the Philadelphia Orchestra, under the direction of Eugene Ormandy, will play the Russian Sailor's Dance. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My friends and fellow Americans, tonight a mighty community mobilization begins, a voluntary mobilization of the forces of human kindness and decency. In more than 600 American cities, gifts for foreign war relief and for community services at home will be gathered by the experienced hands of community chests and war chests. The two great labor organizations of the nation will give full cooperation to this work, and hundreds of thousands of citizens will give freely of their time and talents for the success of these campaigns. You have been accustomed for many years to showing your concern for the welfare of your own neighbors through contributions to your community chest. And also, we must stretch a hand clasp of hope and courage across the seas. We must transform some of our new buying power into giving power as we face redoubled needs on every hand, at home and abroad, and prepare to pull our belts tighter for the hard fight ahead. For most of us this year, giving will not be easy. War needs exact a heavy toll, not only on the fighting front, but in the personal lives and fortunes of every one of us. But your giving will provide not alone strength for our nation at war, but proof in a world of violence and greed that the American people keep faith with democracy, that we hold inviolate our belief in the infinite worth of the individual human being. Your gift may give new heart to courageous families bombed out of their homes in many places. It may add to the precious store of medicines in a distant hospital, or speed a shipload of food to a little nation whose people are dropping in the streets from starvation. It may strengthen the hands of brave allies fighting our common foe. It may help a busy mother working in war industry in your own town to take proper care of her family. It may speed on her rounds a visiting nurse who is carrying a double load because so many of her profession are now with the armed forces. And it will help your community to give hospitality to soldiers and sailors and Marines on a precious few days' leave or on their way to some distant battle line. Your gift must take account also of the continuing needs of the sick, the crippled child, the boys and girls whose homes are not adequate to their needs, the dependent, the unfortunate in your own neighborhoods whose troubles have not lessened with the new worries and needs that war has brought. Upon each one of you who listens tonight, upon you as an individual, in your own cities and towns and farms throughout this vast country, rests the success or the failure of these campaigns. And so in generous giving, we will affirm before the world our nation's faith in the inalienable right of every man to a life of freedom and justice and decent security. Every successful community chest, every war chest campaign will be another step toward the eventual victory of humanity and civilization.
Mr. President, this is Tom K. Smith. As chairman of the community mobilization, I thank you. I speak in behalf of thousands of volunteers who are working for the nation's war chests and community chests. I speak, too, in behalf of millions of our citizens who will give to them and countless others who will be helped by them. As I speak, the local chairman of these campaigns in hundreds of communities are responding directly to you. They know that you have taken the trouble to speak to us tonight because what each community does is important to the nation. You may count on each city and town to give quickly and generously to meet their own local needs. They will do more than that, for they are determined to help not only the needy of our communities, but our allies who are fighting for us and with us. We shall give, too, for our boys in uniform, for their recreation and for their protection in communities near their camps. Mr. President, volunteer workers for war chests and community chests are preparing to call on their neighbors at home, in offices, in shops, and factories throughout the land. It will be necessary for most of us to give more this year than we did last, a sacrifice which we shall willingly make, one which will be little compared to that which our soldiers and sailors must make. Mr. President, the citizens of each community are united in these efforts. Catholic, Protestant, and Jew, Catholic and labor, Negro and white. We are all Americans, and we shall fight this hometown battle as you would want us to fight it.
We continue the community mobilization program. The Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Ormandy, will play John Philip Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever.
We thank all of those who have contributed their time and talents to this broadcast. Especially we thank the President of the United States, whose burdens today not one of us can even imagine. We who have stood behind these microphones and you who have listened will respond to him who has asked us to give for our own, our neighbors at home, our brave boys in uniform, those in camp, those at the front, those in the prisons of our enemies. Yes, and to those who are helping us to win this war in other lands, it is time to give.
Mutual.